Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concept and practice of self-love together in a community. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 6. My self-love is like an ocean. Hello, Saturday, and hello to you. Thank you for coming back. Welcome to anyone who's new. This is day 6 of week 1, and I couldn't let Self-Love 101 complete without talking about the ripple effects of self-love, which is one of my favorite parts. And self-love itself, as we talked about yesterday, can be a very simple thing. But let me tell you, the effects of us loving ourselves are huge. And in fact, it's like the way that I see the world healing is through love, which starts with self-love. So, I wanted to just play out a little scenario. I mean, think about all the people that influence you and that you influence. We're always interacting with people, right? Even if now we're staying home maybe a little bit more, but you're still affecting people who live in your house. Maybe you take your dog on a walk and you're affecting fellow dog walkers, or, you know, this random person that wants to be in the cemetery when you're trying to walk your dogs in there because it's fenced and you can let them off leash. So we're always interacting, we're always influencing. And then if you think about the people that you influence are also always interacting and influencing people. So on a daily basis, the effect that we have on the world is like the ripples in the ocean. And just like the ocean, self-love ripples are going to come back to you just as strong as the ones that you send out. So I don't want to overcomplicate the idea of self-love, especially after explaining to you how simple it can be. But trust me when I say that just by loving yourself, you are making the world a better place, a kinder place, a more loving place. So yeah, let's go to our scenario. And the easiest way for me to think about the effect I can have on people, the first thing that came to mind was road rage, which I have now started calling road love because I have changed my mindset. But let's go back to former Lily from a few years ago. And picture her driving in her car. It's blue because all my cars are blue. And someone cuts me off. They're speeding or they're, I don't know. They just want to get in front of me for whatever reason. So how do I respond? Maybe they honk at me or, that's one of my biggest pet peeves is when I don't immediately take off at the green light and someone honks at me. Or maybe they're riding my bumper and that's annoying, and it's also very unsafe and plays into one of my biggest anxieties, which is having a fender bender. So this is scenario A. In scenario A, this person does one of these things, cuts me off. And for whatever reason, my self-love practice has waned. Excuse me. And I'm feeling, I could be feeling lots of things. I could be feeling defensive, afraid, anxious, cranky probably. Maybe I'm having a little low self-esteem. I'm feeling uncertain. Maybe I'm out of touch with my feelings and I'm just oblivious. So how do I react when my self-love is not in a good place? Well, I think, you know, this was me. This was typical me. I would shout something. I would curse. I would, you know, point my finger at the person and maybe roll down my window if it was really egregious. Or, you know, if someone were to dare honk at me at a red light before I could get myself together to start going, my tactic was to drive really slowly in front of them so they would get more and more furiously impatient, which is not helpful. And it's also not safe. So by the time I get to my destination, I'm anxious and I'm angry and I have all these negative emotions inside of myself. And I carry those throughout my day. And I unload those feelings on people, because if I'm feeling that way and I'm interacting with people, then that energy is being shared. So it could be any, you know, thing from I'm getting coffee and the barista spells my name wrong, which they almost always do. But in this case, I've got all my pent up emotions and I'm anxious and I'm angry. So I get upset at this person, you know, for a meaningless act. And then that affects them. And then maybe they turn around and they're rude to the next customer, and that affects that customer. And then that customer is on the phone with someone and they say something mean, or they cut them off because and say they have to go, and that hurts that person's feelings. And you kind of get the picture. How about what else would happen? So maybe at lunch, there are pickles on my sandwich and I didn't ask for pickles on my sandwich. So I get upset and I call the restaurant and I complain, and the person I complain to takes it personally. And then they turn around and yell at, you know, whose ever responsibility it was to make sure I don't have pickles on my sandwich. And all I had to do was take them off, right? But I'm angry and I'm anxious, remember, because I'm carrying these emotions with me from this one interaction I had in my blue car on the way to work. So this interference affects my entire day. All because, basically, you know, I was cut off by some asshole on the way to work. Yikes. That's a scary scenario. And that is a very common scenario. That's not the way to heal the world, right? So let's imagine scenario B, and in this scenario, my self-love practice is buoyant, it's dynamic, it's being fed, I'm practicing it instead of avoiding it, I'm taking care of myself, I'm meeting my needs, I'm keeping it simple, all the things we talked about, I'm remembering who I am and what I like and getting to know myself. And I'm just loving myself. And then somebody cuts me off or goes around me, I respond with love because I love myself. I know that this has nothing to do with me. It's about that person, whether they're loving themselves. That's what they're going through. And I can't possibly know what they're going through. I don't know where they're rushing off to or why. You know, they're driving the way they're driving. I don't know anything about their stress level, the challenges they face. But it's not about me. And if I focus on myself, I'm actually grateful in this moment, right? That I'm not in a hurry and I don't have to drive like that. I've given myself enough time. I fed myself a good breakfast that morning. Or more often, in my case, I'm probably on my way to buy myself a good breakfast and a fancy coffee because I love myself. And that's what I needed. You know, that's what I need. I need a treat that day. I need that to get through my day. So I'm going to give it to myself. I have no reason. The moral of the story, I have no reason to internalize this other person's actions. Because my relationship with myself is secure. And so as a result, the exchange is over. It ends when it's over. I don't carry it with me throughout my day. And what that means is there are no lingering effects. I'm not mean to the barista. I'm not mean to the person who put pickles on my sandwich. And I don't know why all my examples are about food, but I must have been hungry when I was coming up with these ideas. I'm always hungry, really, so I guess I do know why my examples are all about food. But anyway, so I'm putting, because I love myself, I'm putting love out into the world. And then those people are receiving love, and they go and put love out into the world. And so on and so forth. You can play it out all the way. It is not this magical, oh, someone drove up behind me and paid for my coffee. That is an act of kindness, and I will take it and be grateful every day. But we're talking about the simplest things, the simplest interactions. You know, you smiling at a grocery clerk, or waving at a neighbor. You know, I am, when my self-love practice is robust, I am such a different person out in the world than when I'm feeling stressed or cranky or so. Checking in with myself helps on the daily, but definitely in the mornings and before I leave the house, and you know, reconnecting with my self-love practice. Because I can't help but affect others. So if I am going to affect them, I want it to be a loving exchange. That means I have to be loving myself first. So, action item of today. Drink it in. Pay attention to everything you do today that is loving towards someone else. That might be a tall order for anyone who's extremely extroverted. But at least notice as many interactions as you can that play out in a loving way. And don't ignore the basic ones. Don't ignore the person who cuts you off. Because paying attention to these things encourages us to practice them more. And then when you notice yourself being loving, give yourself a little pat on the back, because you just made that person's day a little bit better. All right, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow to wrap up our week on Self-Love 101. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. This episode was recorded, edited, and published by me, your host, Lily. A shout out to Henry Liu for creating our original music, and to Jesse Lieber from Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. Follow us on Twitter for daily updates when an episode is released and daily reminders of your action item. We're at 365 _self.